am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they love to do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
Yes, that's right. State of the States is back for our weekly chats with U.S. correspondent Nick Sawhney from WNYU, the radio station at New York University. This week, we're talking Trump's dismal 36% approval rating and yet more legislative failure, this time for Trump Care, the Affordable Health Care Act. Mr. Trump has come out of his little hiding hole of his avoiding the press. He came and spoke about the Affordable Care Act.
That he did, yeah.
So what's happened here with this?
Right. So the big conversation around the Affordable Care Act has been, you know, the Republicans have this rhetoric of repeal and replace, right? So they want Obamacare out and they want something better to take its place, or from their perspective, better. The problem is that the two big bills that have been put in place to oppose Obamacare, that consisted of, like, you know, repealing Obamacare and a replacement for it. Both of those bills, the replacement has not been satisfactory to a lot of Republicans, because what they're realizing and what they have been realizing over the past few months is that a lot of their constituents are voting based on it. You know, people care. Healthcare affects voters. And so if Congress people want to keep their seats in office, they're going to have to appeal to those voters. And the Obamacare replacements were not good for them. And even if people didn't like Obamacare, the few Republican senators that flipped over and said, no, we're not going to repeal Obamacare until there is a bill in place that is actually good, that actually solves what we think are the problems, that cuts taxes for the middle class, et cetera, we're not going to vote on a bill that repeals it.
So where is the majority of this Republican opposition coming from? Is there anyone particularly noteworthy?
Not really, just a handful of random senators from across the states. West Virginia is one that comes to mind that has been, for whatever reason, one of the places the media has been going to talk about how constituencies are affected. But really, like this, most Republicans are still, of course, in favor of repealing and replacing, but a few have gone over to the Democrats. And this made Donald Trump really angry, because the way it works is a bill like this, it does not require just a simple majority in the Senate of 51. It requires 60 of the 100 votes in the Senate. And that's because this is like a very major bill. These rules were decided upon a long time ago. But Donald Trump was very angry about that. And so he's been tweeting and talking about how it should be a simple majority of 51, because it shouldn't be 8 Democrats in the Senate that are able to have the power to stop a Republican majority. Those who oppose him argue that this rule's in place because this is a very, very long-lasting, huge bill that repeals former bills. So a supermajority, as it's called, is required. So that's mainly where Trump's comments have been coming from. But essentially, yeah, it's this debate between, if you don't among the Republicans who don't like Obamacare, should they totally repeal it and just have nothing in its place and have healthcare be totally privatized again, or should they only repeal it if they have something to replace it with?
Yeah, I saw Trump said we should just let Obamacare fail. So now that this Affordable Care Act has failed, he said just let Obamacare run its course. But is that likely? So Obamacare is going to stick around now? Is that still like a pragmatic method?
If he just keeps Obamacare there, odds are it's not going to fail. Obamacare has its problems, but it's been very, very effective at getting Americans health care. The people that are on Obamacare are benefiting from Obamacare and like it. The reason people opposed it is because some taxes went up. But unless, like, Donald Trump or someone else puts in another motion or bill or something in Congress to get Obamacare replaced, it's very unlikely that Obamacare is going to just totally fail and cause a crisis. That's probably just rhetoric from Trump about, you know, to try to, like, be inflammatory. It's unlikely that Obamacare itself is going to fail, But I think what Republicans are noticing is that they're losing on health care right now. So it would be unwise of them to keep on bringing up health care bills that are still likely to fail.
So speaking about these continual failures, I mean, Trump's approval rating has just come out and it's sitting between, well, around 36%, which is the lowest of any president in the last 70 years. I mean, so is the Russian scandal mostly responsible for this? I mean, what? Well, it's been 6 months of this. Is this the trend of Trump's presidency? Is this going to continue to get lower?
It has no signs of improving, I can tell you that. Unless people forget about the Russia scandal, which they're unlikely to do. I think that the reason it's low has to do with a whole bunch of different things, including, you know, his rhetoric, his failure to get anything done that he said he would, etc. But the reason it's probably the lowest in history is definitely because of these alleged ties to Russia. Not really alleged anymore, even because of Donald Trump Jr.'s emails. So, you know, I think like it's very unprecedented, right? Like if any other president had had even some of the scandals that Donald Trump has had, there would have at least been some kind of order for impeachment, which is something that we talked about last time. But yeah, I mean, no president has been tied to a foreign government in such an incriminating way at all in history. I mean, so that's probably why.
Does Trump have any successes to put under his belt? Like, has he had any legislative?
You know,
not that you can think of.
Can you tell I'm trying to think of something? I'm trying to, like, I don't want to be unbiased. Like, I mean, he, I guess people could cite, like, his arms deal with Saudi Arabia, though, like, that also kind of has problems and it's not really good for anyone. People could cite, oh man, this is a really hard exercise. the immigration ban stopped a few people from coming in, but that was also blocked by our own courts. You know, I really can't name one.
Does it look like he has a long-term strategy in terms of the legacy of his presidency? I mean, or is it just all downhill and he's just going to commit political suicide here?
I don't think, like, he's going to have a legacy, but it's not going to be a good one. Either he'll get impeached and that'll be his legacy, or he'll just be like a president who divided America. Donald Trump's campaign from the beginning wasn't really one setting himself up for a presidency with a good legacy behind it. All of his plans were short term, you know, build a wall to stop the immigration problem. He said just bomb ISIS and that'll solve everything. You know, he didn't have these like long term plans. He was just campaigning to try to get votes, not to necessarily be a good president. So, you know, even if there weren't all these scandals and divisions in our country associated with him, policy-wise, you know, there's not much, right? Repealing Obamacare is not going to give you a legacy. Putting a healthcare plan in that gives billions of Americans healthcare like Obama did, that's what gives you a legacy here. So, yeah.
He is the man who achieved one of the greatest political upsets in recent history, I mean, in beating out Clinton last year. But do you think there is potential here for him to turn his presidency around?
Not unless he totally changes his personality, demeanor, which would be a very big upset. You know, like, we thought that was going to happen at the State of the Union address a few months ago, right? Like, he was quite quite articulate for his, like, compared to his normal behavior. He was quite he talked about trying to, like, repair divisions in the country. But, you know, less than a week later, we were back on the old Donald Trump. So I'm not sure, like, unless he stops adopting, like, you know, this, like, nationalist rhetoric and goes, like, hardline, just conservative, not extreme conservative reactionary, but just, like, small government, which isn't really like him and isn't really what he got elected on. So I would say it's unlikely to happen.
Yeah, definitely seems so.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes, that was State of the States with